Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. This morning, I'm coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama. After the program, I'm going to head over to the EWTN studios where I'm going to be taping a series with Johnette Benkovic. But we're doing the show live from Alabama. Why don't we kick it off with prayer, and then I'll tell you about all the great things that are coming up on the show today. Please join me as we pray St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I really want to thank you for tuning in to Spirit in the Morning. And as I said at the start of the show, I am Gary Zimak coming to you live from EWTN. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama right now, where it's a very pleasant 55 degrees at the moment. I know that's not the case in the Delaware Valley. Now, today we celebrate the memory of Martin Luther King Jr. Throughout the program, I'm going to share a few of his quotes with you. He was a really good man. He was all about peace. He was all about following the Lord. That's what we're all trying to do. You know, we need to love one another, so I'll be sharing some of his quotes with you throughout the day. Later on in the show, Teresa Tomeo will join us to talk about the March for Life and why it's important that we get involved in some way. We'll also take a look at five things most people get wrong about the Holy Spirit, and we'll have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We've got a very busy show today, but right now I'm going to give a shout-out to my co-host back in the studio, Dave Parker. Hey, brother, are you there?
I'm here, Gary. How do you read me, buddy?
Hey, read you loud and clear, but Dave, I have a problem today.
Oh, no. What's that?
Yeah, I have problems most days, but today I have a different kind of a problem. So I'm set up. I've got my little studio here set up at EWTN in my bedroom, and I'm right in front of the mirror. So as I'm doing the broadcast today, typically I'm in the studio, I'm looking at you. Today I'm looking at myself, and I don't like that.
Well, I have a solution.
What's
I'm being told to talk up or speak up a big silhouette of myself, you know, like,
That would make me feel a lot better. It would make me feel at home.
Yeah, really. I could be smiling, you know, I could be whatever expression you want on my face. I could be with you, and then all I have to do is set me up, you know.
That would be great. That would be great. And we could change the expressions too, right? So you could be smiling, you could be sad. I mean,
we're pretty sophisticated. We can practice all kinds of things.
But I'm glad to be able to do this show, Dave. I'm glad we can do this remotely. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great, Gary. How was yours?
Very good, very relaxing. Did you watch any football?
Oh, I watched a little bit of football yesterday. I have to say we had family over for dinner. But I did see the Packers. The Packers in Dallas.
Okay, what'd you think?
I loved it. I wanted the Packers to win.
Yes, yes. I didn't catch anything because I was traveling yesterday, but heard a lot of talk. I saw some snippets of it in the airport, but there seemed to be a lot of interest in it. But you know what's funny, Dave? At church yesterday, I go to Sacred Heart Church in Riverton, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, our pastor, Father Bob, at the end of Mass, he said, well, I guess after today, you know, football season is really over. And I'm thinking, and I hate to say this, you know, it's the Philadelphia show. Our football season was over a long time ago, but, I hate to be negative, right? I mean, let's be honest.
I know, but hey, there's always next year.
There's always next year. That's why I like you, Parker. You're filled with hope.
I know. What else is there? Despair? I don't want to go. Yeah. I don't want to be despairing about the Eagles.
No, that's right. No. That's right. But we love, you know, in the city of brotherly love, we enjoy complaining about our sports teams. I grew up here, and that's what we like to do sometimes. It's almost a badge of honor. You know, we like
grumbling.
To brag. We like to complain about, oh, you're not going to believe. Oh, they're going to find a way to lose. They're going to find a way to mess this up. But that's what we do. Dave, I want to, throughout the hour, I want to share some quotes from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. I want to start with one that I just love this one because, look, our show's all about Jesus. It's all about the light of the world, bringing that light to those around us. Listen to this quote, Dave.
Okay.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Pretty
Amen,
good,
isn't brother. It? Amen, brother. Yeah.
There is a time right now in our nation. There's some healing that has to be done.
Yeah,
and it's up to us to get it started, to love everyone. I know it's not fun, and we don't have to like everyone, but we're called by our Lord to love everyone, to love everyone, and to be that light shining in the darkness. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons we feature the Christopher Minutes each day, because one person can make a difference. And Dave, I know you do that very well. I try, but I fail. That's why I went to confession this weekend. I fail a lot, but I want to try to be Jesus to those people around me.
Absolutely. And Gary and our listeners, it's so easy to love those who love us.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some trouble with sometimes, but it's that's what the scripture says. I mean, we have to love those who persecute us and who hate us. And that is tough sometimes.
It's very tough. It's very tough because we have that tendency to want to get revenge, to want to get back, to want to, because we have this concept of justice sometimes that, well, if you do something to me, I've got to do it back to you, and I've got to show you that you were wrong. But, you know, we're not called to be doormats. We're not called to subject ourselves to repeated abuse. But what we're called to do is to love, and it's challenging. But we're going to continue to work on that. The Lord's going to help us. That's why I like the fact that we read the gospel every day on the program, because he always has a message for us. He has a message for us. And if we really want to follow him, if I really want to be a follower of Christ, I need to be willing to listen to him even when he says things that I don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. That's tough, Dave, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say, Gary, you led with one of the most famous quotes of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I was an avid fan and follower of him in the 70s and 80s and that movement. And I mean, just read a lot about him and followed him, as did many others. And he tried to walk in Jesus's footsteps.
He did. He did. And you see what happened to him, you know, and that's the challenge that we face. We're going to be that shining light in the world. We're going to try to be sharing the message of the gospel. We're going to be met with resistance. It happens. Now, the question is, how do we respond to that resistance? Mm-hmm. Do we respond by coming back at the person in a negative way, or do we try to be kind and compassionate? We're not going to be able to do this, Dave, by ourselves. This is where you need that grace.
Absolutely.
You need that grace from the Lord, because you can't do that.
You're right, Gary. Absolutely. We can't do it without grace from our Lord Jesus. Every day we need his grace.
Even when we try to evangelize, I've run into this in the past, and I've heard a lot of people say this, you know, I'm trying to share the good news, I'm trying to do good things, I'm trying to share the message of Christ with somebody, and they don't agree with me. What do I do? I get mad. What are you talking about? Why don't you agree with it?
I know. We automatically go into like a defense posture, and we want to debate. And sometimes that could be very, very... I was going to use a word, deleterious, and it will.
Whoa.
And it's not good for us. We should be. That's when we should go into the mode of listening and trying to be like Jesus. You know,
that's what we. Yeah, amen to that, brother. And that's what we try to do here on the program. We try to be extremely optimistic, positive, hopeful. We don't want to be judgmental on this show, because we're not looking down on anybody. We're all walking this walk together. We're all trying to get to heaven. We are all sinners. You know, and none of us are free from sin, and we fall every day. But through the mercy of God, we're able to get up. So that's what we try to do on the program and in our lives. And that's why we're so happy to be able to start your day with you. Because I know you have challenges out there listening. You struggle with the day-to-day difficulties at the office, the annoying coworkers, the challenging customers. You're driving to work. You're dealing with traffic. You're having problems there. You have maybe some health issues. All kinds of things. We are bombarded with these problems every day. But we've got the Lord. We've got him to help us, and he wants to help us. See, that's the thing we forget sometimes. He wants to be a part of our lives. And if we ask him, if we invite him in, he's going to come in. The trick is, you've got to open the door and invite him in. A lot of us forget that because we have these problems and because we don't see him with our eyes. That's a challenge. It's one of the things I'm going to be talking about with Jeanette Benkovic when we film Women of Grace later today. Not my new book, but the previous book I wrote was called Find a Real Friend in Jesus. And one of the challenges I mentioned in that book is it's hard to become friends with Jesus sometimes when we stick to that conventional thinking. In other words, I can't see him in the flesh. I can't hear his voice with my ears. So therefore, it's really hard to become friends with him and to remember that he's part of my life. That's why we have to really see and hear with the eyes and the ears of faith. It's a little bit challenging sometimes in our lives, but it can be done. It starts by listening to his words in Scripture and by talking to him every day. And eventually, you do become friends with him over time. With that in mind, let's read today's gospel, the gospel from Daily Mass. Once again, comes from Mark chapter 2, verses 18 through 22. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus assured them, Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins. A lot going on in this gospel. A couple really jump out at me. The first one is that many of the people in the time of our Lord, they just didn't get him. They didn't get him. They expected him to do things one way, to say things in a conventional way, but Jesus didn't do that. He really turned things upside down. And in a lot of ways, if we look at our own lives, see, here's how the gospel can apply to our lives too. He does the same thing with us. A lot of times we expect things to be a certain way. We want to react a certain way. Again, like Dave and I were talking about, this idea of an eye for an eye. You did something to me, well, I'm going to show you why you were wrong. That's really not the way the Lord wants us to do things. What he wants us to, and that doesn't mean you can't ever correct somebody. You can correct somebody sometimes. But you want to show love. You want to correct out of a sense of love. That takes a lot of prayer in order to keep that up. That is not easy, especially for somebody like me. So remember that oftentimes you're going to look at a person, you will get one idea about that person, or you'll maybe write them off and say, you know what, I don't want anything to do with this guy. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I don't want to hear their position. Well, that's not what Jesus did. He wants us to listen. Now, of course, there is one truth. You can't have multiple conflicting truths, but out of respect, we should listen to one another. That's really important for us to remember. And the final point from this gospel that I got was, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If you turn your life over to Jesus Christ, you've got to be different. You've got to make that decision to be different, that things are going to not remain the same in your life. Are you willing to make that decision? Are you willing to give your life to Christ and to follow him? If you are, I promise you, you're going to have tremendous peace in your life, and one day you're going to make it to heaven where you will live with him forever in total happiness. Now, I think that's a really good deal. That is definitely something we should all take advantage of. I want to remind you that that gospel will be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. So why don't you take some time later on to read it over, to meditate on it, and to see what else the Lord is saying to you. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it here, but I just want to give you a couple of ideas, and then you could spend a little time later thinking about that. Right now, the time on Spirit in the Morning is 7:15. I'm Gary Zimek. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about five things that almost everyone gets wrong about the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 16th. Today we celebrate Saint Berard and Companions. Countless holy men and women have been gifted with a missionary spirit, so strong that they leave behind their homeland and begin a new life serving people whose language and culture are unfamiliar. In the process, some of these holy men and women pay the ultimate price, martyrdom. Today we honor several such people, the first Franciscan martyrs. In 1219, with the blessing of St. Francis of Assisi, several Franciscans left Italy to preach in Morocco. Leading the group was a young follower of Francis named Berard. he and his companions tried preaching in Seville, then under Muslim control, but made no converts. They next went to Morocco, where they preached at the marketplace. The Franciscan friars were immediately apprehended and ordered to leave the country. They refused. When they began preaching again, the local leader ordered them executed. After refusing to renounce their faith, they were beheaded on January 16, 1220. Their relics were brought to Portugal, where a young man named Anthony of Padua was moved by the strength of their faith. Berard and his four companions, Peter, Ajute, Akers, and Odo, were canonized in 1481. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words: Thy will be done, Thy will be done, Thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good. Joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God, and I am not so.
Thy Will Be Done by Hilary Scott. Boy, what a great song that is. I love the message, and I think we've all been in that position at times where we're going through something, and we know the Lord sees us, we know He loves us, we know He's there with us, but yet we're suffering, and we're we're surrendering to His will. Boy, that's a power. You talk about a powerful expression of love. There you have it right there. When you say to the Lord, Lord, I love you so much that I'm going to give in and say, your will be done, even though I don't like this. Wow. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:21. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, the temperature is 27 degrees. Today's forecast, partly sunny with a high near 43. Tonight, a slight chance of rain after 11 p.m. Then we're going to have a low around 36. Tuesday, rain mainly after 10 a.m. with a high near 47. And I'm doing the show from Birmingham, Alabama for today and tomorrow. I'm at EWTN, going to be doing some filming with Johnette Bankovic for the series Women of Grace later on today. I'll be flying home tomorrow, and then Wednesday I'll be back in the Doylestown studios, but we'll be doing the show remotely until I get back. I want to, as we celebrate the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this day, I want to, throughout the show, share with you a couple of his great quotes, really quotes that emphasize the man himself and what he really believed. Listen to this one. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Boy, that says it all right there, Dave Parker, doesn't it?
Yes, Gary, that's powerful, you know?
And we have to do that so many times in our own lives. We have to put that faith in the Lord, even when we might not be able to see what's coming next. Mm-hmm. It's challenging, but with His grace, we talked about the grace earlier in the program, with His grace, we'll be fine. And we can feel that peace, but the trick is you need to stick with Him every day and you need to talk to Him. And if you do that, everything works out great. I want to share, Dave, you might want to comment on some of these things. This is an article I found on the Church Pop website. I'm going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. These are five things most people get wrong about the Holy Spirit. I think the Holy Spirit is very much misunderstood. I know many Catholics, myself included, for years have struggled with the idea of the Holy Spirit, who He is. He's kind of mysterious. What is His role? You know, he's very hard to grasp. And that's why I'm glad we had Dr. Kevin Vost on with us talking about his new book about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he's going to be back with us in the weeks to come to explain some more about these gifts. But five things most people get wrong about the Holy Spirit. We should know more about the Holy Spirit because He's our friend and He dwells inside of us. Jesus gave Him to us. It's His very own Spirit that we have that Spirit inside of us, and He's able to lead us to do the right thing at all times, even when we might not want to. Now, some of these might be obvious, but some of these might be things you may not be aware of. The first thing, He is a person. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Now, of course, most of us know that, but what we forget sometimes is that He is a person and we can address Him. We can pray directly to the Holy Spirit. That's why we started the show today with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Quite often we don't do that, though. It's acceptable to pray to Jesus, it's acceptable to pray to God the Father, and it's acceptable to pray to the Holy Spirit. And of course, you can also pray to saints, but they're not divine. What they do is they intercede to the Lord on our behalf. The Holy Spirit, He is God, and He is a person. Dave, sometimes we forget that the Holy Spirit really is a person, and we can have a personal relationship with Him because of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Gary. Yes, so often we forget that.
And we depend on Him, especially at Holy Spirit Radio. That's why we're named Holy Spirit Radio, and that's why we call this program Spirit in the Morning, because we depend on Him heavily.
Constantly.
You know, when you got people like Dave Parker and Gary Zimek on the air, you need the help of the Holy Spirit.
Hey, watch it, brother.
I'm not afraid of you, Parker.
We resemble that remark, okay?
Yeah, but I'm in Alabama. You can't hurt me now.
I never hurt you, Gary. Come on, man. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
Three minutes.
Okay. The second thing is the Holy Spirit is fully God. All three persons of the Trinity are fully God and equal in glory. So in other words, we don't have some sort of a hierarchy where God the Father is the chairman of the board and the Holy Spirit and Jesus are below Him. They're equal. And that's really good to know. And here's the third fact is one of those that for us, with our human minds, our human intellect. It's a little hard to wrap our brains around, but he has always existed. God eternally exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, we think, well, wait a minute, how can you have that? He had to start at some point in time. What we forget is that God created time, and we are bound by time, but he's not. So again, this can get a little deep, but it just gives you an idea of the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, number four is one, we touched on this with Kevin Vost when he was on, that most people don't understand. We receive the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. We first receive him in baptism, then he is strengthened. Then the gifts of the Holy Spirit are strengthened at confirmation. A lot of people think confirmation, that's when we get the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. Just one of those little facts that it's good to know so that we appreciate what goes on during the sacrament of baptism. With a lot of individuals, the sacrament of baptism is a milestone. It's a day that you celebrate it. A lot of people don't even know what they're celebrating, but they do it. It's a good thing they do it because there are a lot of things that take place at baptism. One of the things is that reception of the Holy Spirit. How cool is that? That's amazing. And the fifth and final thing most people don't know about the Holy Spirit are Christians are temples of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Therefore, the article says, we must live accordingly. That's a good point. I've got the Holy Spirit in me. Therefore, he can motivate everything I do. He can help me. But on the other hand, I've got to respect the fact that the Holy Spirit is living in other people, including those people, as we mentioned earlier in the show, who really drive me crazy. So I want to respect the fact that the Holy Spirit is living in them too. And of course, don't forget, the Holy Spirit is supremely active in the church. So that's how the church is guided, by the Holy Spirit. If you want to read more about this, you can check out spiritinthemorning.com, and we will have this article linked. When we come back from the break, our friend Teresa Tomeo is going to join us. She's going to be talking about why the March for Life, coming up on January the 27th, is so important, and how one person can make a difference. A lot of times we forget that. We think, well, what good can I do? Why do I have to get involved? Well, Teresa's going to tell us how important it is for each of us to get involved in the March for Life. Right now, your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:28. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Civil rights legend and U.S. Congressman John Lewis of Georgia is one of several congressional Democrats skipping out on Friday's inauguration of Donald Trump. The Democrats say the charge that Russian interference in the election delegitimizes Trump's presidency. Incoming White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus told ABC's This Week that Republicans did not question the legitimacy of Barack Obama's victory 8 years ago. Meanwhile, the pollster Gallup says Donald Trump is about to enter the Oval Office with a far lower approval rating than his three predecessors. Trump's approval rating currently is 42%. The Supreme Court justices on Wednesday will be hearing an appeal from former Attorney General John Ashcroft and other former U.S. officials who want to shut down a lawsuit that human rights lawyers have filed on behalf of Muslims who were picked up and detained following the September 11th attacks. More than 80 men say they were held by federal officers for a prolonged period of time. An attorney for some of the officials says, quote, senior government officials should not be regularly second-guessed by lawsuits, end quote. And Boston's archbishop has been appointed to a top Vatican office that handles cases of clergy sex abuse. The Vatican's press office announced Saturday that Pope Francis named Cardinal Sean O'Malley as the newest member of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which enforces church teaching and also judges sexual abuse cases. O'Malley will remain the Archbishop of Boston. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Author and radio host Jennifer Fulweiler grew up an atheist largely because her father was an atheist. Ironically, she credits him with giving her the foundation for her eventual conversion to the Catholic faith. During an interview with me on Christopher Close-Up about her book, Something Other Than God, Jennifer said, "My dad is a really wonderful, humble man. I often say that he was one of my biggest influences in converting to Catholicism because of his humility and selfless love. Also, he always taught me to seek truth above all, even if it's inconvenient, even if you don't like the conclusions you come to. You have to always be focused on what is true." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And that was Sparrows by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, and I'm coming to you live today from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm at the EWTN studios, where later this day I'm going to be taping a series with John Ed Bankovic. But through the miracle of technology, we're able to get this show to you and do it remotely from Birmingham. Throughout the hour, we've been sharing quotes by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here's another one that I really love. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? As Christians, we really do need to think about that. I'm excited now to have one of our friends on the program, somebody who's been very good to me and to this show. She joins us as a regular guest. Teresa Tomeu is no stranger to all of our Holy Spirit radio family. She appears each day on Catholic Connection, 9 a.m., so check her out. In case you're not a listener of the program, you need to be. Teresa's here to talk about the March for Life and why it's important for us to get involved. Good morning, Teresa.
Hey, Gary. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, boy, we haven't spoken since the New Year.
I know. I can't believe it's already, going into the third week of January already, believe it or not.
I know. Where is the time going?
Well, but we're getting older, so the time goes faster. Isn't that the way it works?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's what it seems like. It used to seem to go a lot slower. Hey, Teresa, thank you for joining us today. I really want to talk about the March for Life. It's coming up on January the 27th. We had Jeannie Mancini on with us last week. Father Pavone will be on with us next week. We want to make sure everybody understands the importance of the March for Life. I know you have a webinar coming up. Talk about that, if you will. Why is it important that we all get involved with the March for Life in some way?
Well, I think especially now, because there's so much misinformation, even more than there has been before. The March for Life has always suffered from a lack of secular media coverage, which has been very intentional, because they want to act as if we don't exist. So I think that's very sad. But now that we have social media, I think those people who are going to be going on January 27th have an opportunity to really flood positive images of people of all ages, races, from all parts of the world, because it's an international event, to really get the message out there and go directly, as our president-elect has been doing, to the American people. So I think we can do that. But to really get the word out about life and the true dignity of the human person, we've got this horrible March on Washington that's coming up this weekend in Washington, which supposedly represents all women. And yet they're focusing on abortion. They're focusing on so-called reproductive rights. They're also using a vile word, the P word, in their protest signs and in their messaging to poke fun at the president-elect. But in the end, the joke is really on them. And really, everything on this march this weekend is about self and sexuality. And everything the following weekend in Washington is on just the opposite. It's about helping others and the true dignity of the person, which goes beyond, right, how we identify sexually. So there's quite an opposite approach in both, but the one this weekend, unfortunately, is going to be getting the lion's share of the media coverage. If you are pro-life, and I'm assuming that everybody listening to your radio show is, then if we can't be there, we should at least be supporting it. We should at least encourage people to watch it on EWTN, because I'll be there along with Damon Owens starting at 9 a.m. We're going to be going live all day to let people know that this exists.
Teresa, how can one person make a difference? And, you know, because a lot of times we struggle with that, oh, I'm just one person, what can I do? Why is it important? And I know that's the theme of the march this year.
Yeah, one person, right.
Yeah, let's talk about that. As one person, what can I do? I'm just one person.
Well, I think we should, I should turn to you. Look at you, what you've done. You're one person, and you and I became friends years ago. You contacted me. We struck up an online friendship, an email friendship. You were talking about how you were interested in doing evangelization. You had a powerful reversion.
Right.
And you had a real niche where you helped people deal with the issue of worrying. And then I ran into you at the Catholic Marketing Network. We spoke, and you began a ministry. You totally went out on the limb, and you walked away from a full-time job because you felt called. And you're one person, and now you've written on how many books? You speak all over the place. You're on Jeanette's show today. You're down in Birmingham, and you're on the radio every day in a huge city. And so one person, because of a desire that God put on your heart, you are affecting how many, who knows how many, Gary, you're affecting and helping them deal, especially with the issue of worry, which plagues a lot of people, especially in this day and age, with questions about the economy, questions about world peace, and then all the uproar and division we're seeing right now. So you're a great example of how one person can make a difference. When God puts something on your heart, you just give it to him, and he will take it. Beyond, I mean, isn't it beyond where you're sitting right now? Compare it to where you and I were talking 6-7 years ago. Did you ever thought you'd be down at EWTN doing your show live from there, having a radio show, and then and several books to your name, a speaking ministry, and then sitting in the studio talking with Jeanette Bankovic?
It boggles my mind every day,
yeah.
But you know, it really does. But you saw it, Teresa. You saw something that I didn't see, and because of your encouragement, I kept going. And you're right. Once you turn it over to the Lord, He can do amazing things.
And well, and the power of one. Look at Nellie Gray. Nellie was the one who started the March for Life right after Roe v. Wade, that horrendous decision, and Doe v. Bolton that came down from the Supreme Court. And now we have 44 years later, we have probably, I think this year, it'll be close to 500,000. Last year, we had about 250,000, which is still huge, but that was much less than we normally get because we had Snowmageddon. The year before, it was very large with about 400,000 people. So I'm anticipating, and they really don't give out a specific number or expectation, but just from the crowd size that I'm used to dealing with when I'm there, I'm saying we're probably going to get close to 500,000 because of the encouragement from all the pro-life leaders, you know, that shot in the arm we got at the election last year.
And let's talk about that, Tracy. You've been doing this for a number of years. How do you feel? Do you feel optimistic?
I'm optimistically cautious. I think we have to hold the politicians' feet to the fire. There were a lot of promises that were made, and so far I think the appointments are very good. I'm very excited about the fact that pro-lifers, the people who are in Congress and also governorships, state legislatures, are predominantly pro-life, and this is very, very good news. And so we have an opportunity right now. But we've blown it before. We've had opportunities where more pro-lifers have been in office than pro-aborts, and we've blown it. So I think we have to be cautiously optimistic. We have to be prayerful. But I think we have a better chance than we've ever had before because we have more of a pro-life, pro-family Congress than we've had since right after the war, is my understanding. So this is a huge opportunity. So I'm optimistic, but I'm also cautiously optimistic. And it's a reminder that we have to keep in touch with our representatives, our senators, and to remind our new president that we want to see him fulfill the promises that he made to us on the campaign trail.
That's right. And the important thing, I think, to remember is that God's on our side. And that's the, you know, this is a battle that we know God is for. God wants, he stands up for life, he believes in life, and if he's on our side, we're in good shape. And I think that's a good thing. Teresa, what can we do amongst our families and our friends to spread the word about the March for Life? And how can we do it in a positive way? Because a lot of times we'll start to talk about pro-life matters and we'll be attacked as being anti-abortion, anti-this, anti-that, anti-women's rights. What can we do to present it in a positive way?
Well, I think, and I discuss this with Dr. Ray Guarendi because this is always a huge challenge. So, you know, it's spiritual, it's psychological. It's a very complex thing with everything that's going on right now because, again, of all the media hype and all the misinformation and how people are so misformed.
Right.
I think the best thing if you're engaging in a conversation with someone is to ask questions and ask them, well, are you really in support of unlimited, unrestricted abortion through 9 months? Are you really in support of something that harms not only unborn children, but women? Ask questions and do it in a nice way. Well, okay, you say your choice. What does that mean, choice? Do you realize that women, 64% of women, regret their abortion, and close to 70% of them say that they had abortions because they felt they had no choice? So when you're engaging in a conversation, whether it be on Facebook or whether it be in person, be calm, you know, don't scream and yell, that's number one. But number two, ask them some questions. Okay, well, why do you feel like this, and where are you getting your information from? Because if you start to have a deep conversation with someone, if it goes beyond hopefully a few, you know, sentences back and forth, you will find that the majority of people do not know the basics about what's really happening in the abortion industry because they have been very much affected by the marketing schemes of Planned Parenthood and other pro-abort groups. I even chat with people on my Facebook page about, oh, Planned Parenthood does so much good. Planned Parenthood does mammograms. They've never done mammograms. They don't do mammograms. And Cecile Richards testified 2 summers ago that they don't do mammograms. And most people don't know that there are 20 government health clinics to every one Planned Parenthood clinic, and they do everything that Planned Parenthood claims to do, such as the manual breast exams, which they actually do, the testing for sexually transmitted infections and other services except abortions. So this whole plan to defund Planned Parenthood, the money is not just going to be thrown away. The money is going to be taken from Planned Parenthood and put into these women's clinics that outnumber Planned Parenthood 2020. So raise some questions, know the facts, but always be ready to give a defense to the hope that is within you, but do it with gentleness and reverence.
I like that. And that the only way we're going to do that is to depend on the grace that the Lord gives us, because otherwise I'm going to grab somebody by the throat when they start disagreeing with me.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what we need to remember. Teresa, we have about 30 seconds left. You want to talk very briefly about that webinar you have coming up this week?
Thanks, Gary. The webinar is Wednesday, and that will be January 18th from 11 to noon Eastern time. And you don't have to listen live. You can just go on and register. If you go to my Facebook page at Facebook/Mrs. Teresa Tamio, we'll be posting the information on how to register later today. I'll also be announcing it on my radio show. And if you can't listen live, you can register, and it's free. And you can go and listen maybe after the kids go to bed or any time conveniently. We normally have anywhere between 500 and 700 people listening live. And then we find out later on that a number of maybe an additional 500 have registered. So it's like being at a big conference, only doing it online. So
awesome.
The Our Sunday Visitor webinars, and it's this Wednesday, and it's about why we should march for life, 11 to noon, and stay tuned for registration information.
Excellent. Teresa, thank you so much. I'm going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Thanks again for being on.
Okay, hon. Thanks. Have a great week.
All right. God bless you. See you.
Bye-bye.
Teresa Tamio, we'll be right back.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Another cold night, another late flight. It's almost showtime and Diver City's waiting on me. We got a packed house, the crowd is calling out. They want the beat to drop, but what we really need is you. If you wanna steal my show, I'll sit back and watch you go. If you got something to say, go on and take it away. Need you to steal my show. Smoking lights, so I'll step out the way. I'll give you center stage. All right, spotlight, give them what they came for. If you want to steal my show, I'll sit back and watch you go. If you got something to say, go on and take it away. Need you to steal my show.
That was Steal My Show by Toby Mac. What, that is a great message. And here's the deal for each one of us today. Are we going to let the Lord steal our show? Are we going to let him take over our lives? Or are we going to do what we want? Why don't you make that your prayer today? Say, Lord, you got it. You're going to run my life for me. I turn it over to you. Let me know what I'm supposed to do. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Before I do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day, I want to share one final quote from Martin Luther King Jr. Listen to this one. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. So important. And that's one of the things that we talked about with Teresa Tomeo in the previous segment. The March for Life is coming up January the 27th. Check your parish. See if they have a bus going. So many parishes have buses going. Stand up for life. That's what this is all about. And if you can't go, maybe you could say some extra prayers that day. Possibly your church might be having Eucharistic adoration. A lot of churches are doing that. There's something you can do to stand up for something that really matters. All right, let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse today, and I will have this listed at spiritinthemorning.com in case you want a refresher. This is one of those verses that you've probably heard many, many times, but it's one that you need to hear many, many times. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. And of course, that him that we're talking about is our Lord Jesus Christ. He cares about your problems, whatever they are. He cares about your problems. So don't worry about them. Turn them over to him. At our house over the weekend and for the past couple of weeks, we've been having problems with our washing machine. Now, doesn't that sound like a silly problem? But it's driving my wife, Eileen, crazy. So we're having it repaired, the parts in, and we got to wait for the guy to come back and fix it. But in the meantime, we prayed about it. I know this sounds silly, but it was a big source of stress. So why worry about things when you can pray? And Eileen told me last night, you know, I mean, this is kind of, I prayed over the washing machine. I blessed it with holy water thinking, all right, I'm just going to give this a shot. She said it's working better now. So, I mean, who knows? But pray, I mean, you never know, right? Pray about everything, right, guys?
Right. We're prayers that we even have washing machines.
Yeah, really?
There you go. There you go. Hey, Frank Eliason just joined us. Hey, brother.
How are you, sir? How is Birmingham?
It's nice. Temperature's good. Getting up to, I think, 72 here today.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
72, bring some back.
Yeah, I will. I will. Hey,
I'm not
Frank, what's
you'll come back?
Yeah, I'll be back. 72. That's right. I've got my equipment. I think we could do the show from wherever I am. Hey, Frank, you have anything for us tonight?
No. Just thinking of Martin Luther King Day, and yeah, you know, everybody, you know, should really think about it. Day of service. There's so many things out there. You were just talking about with the pro-life and being able to do things at your parishes. Well, you know what? It's a day of service. Martin Luther King Day. Join your parishes. Go out and do things there. I know at our parish, there's a number of activities. The family is going to be packing supplies for food kitchens today.
Wow.
You know, it's a great day to kind of give back to the community. And you know, many people have off from work. You know what? Take an hour, take 2 hours, and do something. If you want to do it, your churches, parishes all over the diocese are offering all kinds of things for you to do. And, you know, every year we always try to find ways to take our kids out into the community on this day. And we try and do it every day, don't get me wrong. But on this day particularly, we always try and do something. And so today, you know, they're doing food prep for those in need. And so that's one of the things I think is a great thing to do on a day like today.
That's great. And that's so important, Frank, because so many times I think it's easy to forget. We can get so wrapped up into the personal aspect of our faith. Hey, this is me and Jesus. But we're called by Jesus, if we really know him, if we really listen to him, to get out there and to do something, to make a difference.
Yeah, and you know, we're always into like praying for me. I need these things for me. And you know what? I was driving in today, and as I was coming in, I was like, the beauty of the world and just being thankful for the beauty that we have around us. It's easy to see all this negative that's around us, but the world is a beautiful place. And, you know, so I pray of thanks for that. And, you know, ultimately being able to have the opportunity to give back in many ways.
Yeah, that's really important. And that's one of the things we want to try to motivate everyone to do who listens to this program, to get out there and to do something. So in honor of Martin Luther King today, I mean, he certainly really gave his life in love for other people. We can all do the same thing and imitate him. And of course, we're doing that. We're imitating Jesus, too, because that's exactly what he did on a higher level. Well, guys, this worked out pretty well today, the remote broadcast. The equipment all worked. Praise the Lord for that.
Yep, indeed.
If that's we work on getting the mics here a little bit louder, but we'll have that fixed very quickly. But, you know, the static that we had, and I apologize to our listeners, we had static a little bit last week as things we're working on. And so it's always, always things going on here to improve the listening experience. But sometimes that happens. Some things may not work as well. And so we have to learn from it, figure out what it is, and fix it. And we certainly do that each and every day.
That's right. That's right. We want to thank you for listening to the program and for spreading the word. I keep hearing from people who are listeners and who are really publicizing this program, and that's really great. Please continue to do that. Visit us on the web at spiritinthemorning.com. And remember, we are here each day for you to start your day off with a positive message. That's what we're all about. We want to bring you and Jesus closer together, and we want to give you a little inspiration, maybe a few laughs along the way. That's what we're here for. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be joined by Jacob King. Jacob King works for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. He's relatively new there, I think within the past few months. He's in charge of young adult ministry, and he's going to be talking to us about a problem that so many people struggle with. What do we do to bring our young people back to church and to get them to know Jesus? So Jacob will be here. And then on Wednesday on the program, John and Therese Boucher will be here. I got to meet John. He's up in New England now. I got to meet him when he was working for the Diocese of Trenton. He was in charge of evangelization. This guy is someone who is on fire for the Lord. I just love the way he operates, and he does everything he can to bring people closer to Christ. So he'll share some advice. Thursday on the program, Father Dan Horan will be here to talk about his new book, God Is Not Fair. I love that title because the first thing we think of when we hear that is, what do you mean God's not fair? And then Friday, we're going to close out the week with Shane Kapler, who'll be talking about the connection between the Divine Mercy devotion and the rosary. So he tied them both together in a new book, and I think you'll really like to hear what he has to say. Shane's a good guy. I've known him for a long time, and I think he'll be a great guest for the program. Let's close with our prayer for the day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty Father, you have brought us to the light of a new day. Keep us safe the whole day through from every sinful inclination. May all our thoughts, words, and actions aim at doing what is pleasing in your sight. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, right after this show, I'm going to get ready to head over. I'm going to make sure my tie's straightened and all my buttons are buttoned. I'm going to be filming 5 episodes of Women of Grace with Johnette Benkovic. We're going to do them all in one day. We're going to be talking about how we can become closer friends with Jesus. While I'm at EWTN, I promise to keep you in my prayers. I would ask you, if you'd shoot me a prayer or two, I would really appreciate it. My hope is that we can really bring the message home in this series that I'm doing with Johnette, really help people to get to know Christ. So I would appreciate that, and we would appreciate if you continue to pray for the show, for all of us at Holy Spirit Radio. And while you're at it, do yourself a favor. Stay tuned to Holy Spirit Radio throughout the day. Daily Mass is coming up next. Teresa Tomeo is on after that. We've got really great programming throughout the day. You can find out more about Holy Spirit Radio by going to holyspiritradio.org. Thanks again for tuning in. God bless you. You are so special to all of us. Have a wonderful day. Remember, the Lord's with you. Go out and do something to show him to others. See you.